Today's daf is daf Gimel, and we'll start again at the bottom of Beis Amud Beis. We're learning Maseches Ksubos. Maseches Ksubos begins with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a virgin, her Nisuin should be celebrated on a Wednesday. And then the Gemara explains that the Kiddushin would happen 12 months before, and then we'd wait 12 months to give time for the Chassan to get all his affairs in order, to give time for the Kala to become ready for the wedding, to beautify herself for the wedding. After 12 months, then there's the wedding. Once we've said that a virgin, since there's a wedding, there already was the wedding 12 months before, but there's the Nisuin, the completion of the wedding. But once the Mishnah says that a virgin's Nisuin should be on Wednesday, in order to give the chasam 3 days to cook so that the girl is taken care of, that the wedding is a nice wedding. Therefore, if the 12 months end on a Sunday, we wouldn't say, oh, you know, the time has arrived, it's time for him to start giving her food from his own money. Because since there's an onus, since there's a force out of his control that's preventing him from getting married, so he has a claim of onus. A claim of onus means that a person is exempt because there's a force out of his control that's functioning. So the Gemara said, what about in a gittin? Can you have a claim of onus in regards to a get? Somebody gives his wife a get and says, on condition that I don't come back within 30 days. And then as the 30 days are ending, he's back, but he's not exactly back. He's on the other side of the river, and he can't cross the river because the boat has already left. The ferry's already left. Can he say, I'm an ones? Ones, something coerced out of my will, should exempt me from dealing with the ramifications of what my actions seemingly should require. Is there a tainas ones in gittin or not? So the Gemara said in the name of Rava that there is no claim of ones in regards to gittin. So the Gemara tried to prove that, couldn't find a good proof. So that's what we're up to. Ella, or 3 lines from the bottom, and Bezim and Bez. Ella, Rava, rather Rava, who claims there's no claim of ones in regards to a get. Svara denafshe ka'amar. He's just saying a svara from his own thoughts. Mishum tznuos umishum prutzos. Because of some women who are very pious and other women who are very promiscuous. Mishum tznuos, because of the pious women. Diyamarta, if we would say that if a person made a condition and the condition was seemingly fulfilled, but he could say, no, the condition is not fulfilled because I was an ones. It was something that happened out of my control. And therefore, lo lehave get, since the condition wasn't really fulfilled because it happened only through a coercive reality, therefore this get is not really a get. In other words, a guy who gives a get and says, this is a get to you if I don't come back within 30 days. But then he gets sick. And because he got sick, he couldn't come back. So when she has the get, 30 days go by, he doesn't come back, she thinks she can go and get married, but really she can't get married because the reason why he didn't come back was because he was sick. And if he was sick, he can claim I was coerced, and because I was coerced, I didn't fulfill the condition. So what are we worried about? Zim, then there will be times the low on it. A condition will not be fulfilled. He didn't come back within 30 days, and he wasn't coerced. He didn't get sick, he just decided not to come back. Vesavra, but this poor lady, she doesn't know what's going on with him. She thinks he didn't come back to honest because he got sick somewhere. She's worried, maybe he got sick. And as a result, she's going to think, even though the get seemingly was a get, she's going to think it wasn't a get. And because she's nervous, because she's very pious, umiagna v'yasva, she's going to end up being caught and sitting for a long time without getting married. So to protect them, he said, you know what, we're not going to leave this uncertainty. We're not going to allow for the claim of ones in gittin. Umishum prutzos, and because of the opposite fear with promiscuous women. Diamat, if you're going to say that when a person claims, the reason why the condition wasn't fulfilled, or the reason why the condition was fulfilled, I should say, was only because of an ones. Therefore, the condition really isn't considered fulfilled. The Abdullah have a Gita. If you're going to say that really, when there's an ones claim, when there's a coercive claim, the get is not a get. Zimin the honest. Let's say he gives a get and he says, here's a get if I don't come back within 30 days. He doesn't come back within 30 days. She goes and gets married. But meanwhile, the reason why he didn't come back is because he was sick. And he was coerced, and so really he wanted to come back, and therefore really it's not that he fulfilled the condition, and therefore the get was really not a get. The Amra, but this lady is promiscuous, she wants to have an affair anyways, she's going to go around claiming lo honest, he wasn't coerced. The Oslo Mitzvah, she's going to go and get married. The Nimsa get but turns out it wasn't really a get. Ubaneh Amzeir, and her kids are Amzeir. So therefore Rava said there's no claim of ones in regards to conditions of a get. So I don't understand. These are svaros that are rabbinic. We saw this in Yevamos too. Can you have a situation where biblically, really because he was ones, because he was forced, the get was annulled? But because of promiscuous women and pious women, we're going to say this woman is permitted to the world even though she's a married woman? When it says in, yes. Because called the Mekadesh, I died to the Rabbanah Mekadesh. When a person gets married, he says to his wife, Ariat Mekudeshesli, Bitabazo, Kedas, Moshe of Yisrael. You're sanctified to me like the law of Moses in Israel. In other words, like the rabbis. You're married to me as long as the rabbis agree. And therefore, Vafkin, Rabbanah Mekudeshimine. The rabbi said, if there's a situation of a get given, and really the condition that was needed for the get to be triggered was not fulfilled, because it was only fulfilled by ones, the rabbis in such cases uproot the kedushin. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, Ravina said to Rav Ashi, Teinach Kaddish Bekaspa. Okay, that's fine. If a person, the way in which he got married was by giving a ring or by giving a coin to his wife, so then you can say that the rabbis can take away the money because we have a rule of Hefker Bezdin. Hefker Bezdin can take away a person's money. And they can say retroactively that money was hefker. But kaddish b'biyah ma'ikol ameimah. But if a person got married through intercourse, so what do you mean? The rabbis uproot the wedding, and therefore what? There was just nus. But we know people don't like to have relations that are just nus. When people have relations, they're intending for marriage. Says the Gemara, yes. Since when a person gets married, he's only getting married so long as the rabbis agree to it, he's getting married based on the intent and the knowledge and the conditions of the rabbis. The rabbis say that if this is what's going to happen, he's going to give a get, and then he's going to try to claim the get's not a good get because he was coerced to make the condition of the get fulfilled. The rabbi said it's not a marriage at all retroactively, and yes, the rabbis retroactively change his act of intercourse. His act of intercourse is just an act of intercourse of znus.
By accepting this change, against the right, changing the right,
they can change marriage because marriage is always done on their
marriage, become
on their approval.
All marriage is on their approval, so they can uproot a marriage.
Yeah, but if they had children.
Still. See, so the kids born out of wedlock now.
That's it.
Not
Mamzer.
So, Rabbi, if the guy doesn't show up in 30 days, the husband, she has a legal get in her hand, right?
Yes.
And she could get married again the next day?
Yes.
Not 90 days in between or anything?
No, she has to wait 3 months. Same as before.
3 months. Yeah. So after.
Yeah.
And then this is legal, absolutely. Yeah. What happens if her husband shows up? 91 days.
He gave a get. Tough luck.
That's it, right? That's it. So he hung himself.
This is a very big thing, though, within halacha, right? Like, where else in halacha can we say that the rabbis have the ability to impact the status of that? Post act, in a sense.
Yeah, this is a law that's part of marriage, because in marriage a person is to say, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, that I'm marrying you based on the das, based on the intent and the knowledge of the rabbis. So it's that's
what I'm saying. Got married, now they got divorced. I understand. Get retroactively.
It's that they were never married retroactively.
Why?
Because
I mean, the get's a get. So
it's not really a get, because really he can claim ones. He can claim this condition wasn't really fulfilled. It was only fulfilled based on duress. So that's not a fulfillment of a condition. The Torah says about ones that if a woman is raped, v'lanayra lo ta'asa davar, don't do anything to the girl. She didn't do an act. She was forced. He said, I didn't really not come. I didn't come, but that was because I was sick. I wanted to come. So that's a true claim on biblical levels, according to Rava.
Yeah.
But rabbinically, it doesn't matter. Rabbinically, say we don't want women messed up. Therefore, we're uprooting the marriage in such cases. Now, Ikadami, there's another version that Amar Rava Rava said, our Mishnah's basic, one of the points that we take out of our Mishnah, is that if the 12 months come on a Sunday, the man does not have to start giving money and food to his wife because he's being coerced not to get married. The Chaylin in Gittin, in regards to Gittin as well, there is the claim of coercion. Amalkos Amar Rava, so Rava apparently holds, Yesh Ones Begittin. There is the claim that it's an Ones to obviate and discard a get. Mace, so if a person didn't come in 30 days, but he says, listen, I was sick for the 30 days, I wanted to come, it's not a get. That's what Rava holds according to this version. Mace, how could he hold such a thing? All the questions that we had yesterday. We know, we learned in a Mishnah, if a man gives a wife a get and says, Reza Gitechim lo basi mikan mat shnei masar chodesh, this is your get if I don't come from now in the next 12 months. Umeis pesach shnei masar chodesh, and he dies within the 12 months, ain't no get, it's not a get. So why do you have to talk about dying? Meisu de no get. If he dies, it's not a get. Hachala, which implies that if he got sick, I raise a get that would be a get. Why is it a get if he gets sick? Why can't he claim I was just coerced? The Gemara answers, lo lamei melu chachala, nami in a get. I can tell you that even if he just gets sick, it wouldn't be a get. So then why did the Mishnah have to talk about dying not being a get? Higufa kamashlan, this is itself what it's teaching us, saying get lachar misa, that a person who gives a get and he wants it to be triggered after his death doesn't work, because after his death he can't do anything. He's not here anymore. One second, ain't get lachar misa tanalei reisha, that we already learned at the beginning of that Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no. Here, the point is to say that here it doesn't work. And lafu came into Rabbo Seinu. Rabbo Seinu hold that since there's a date in the get, that means that he's trying to say that the date that he wrote today is when the get is taking effect. That's when it's getting triggered. It's just that it has a condition to prove that it was triggered now. So that we're saying not. Even though there's a date in the get, we don't just focus on the date, we focus on the language. And since the language is, this is a get if I don't come within 12 months, he didn't say this is a get from now if I don't come within 12 months. This is a get if I don't come within 12 months. It means this is a get. Once I don't come within 12 months, it'll be a get after 12 months. And after 12 months, it's already dead. So then he can't give a get. Tashma coming here about this question of whether there is the claim of onus in regards to gittin. If a person gives a get and he says explicitly that it's from now, me'achshav, you're divorced from now, im lo basi mikan vat shnei masar chodesh, if in the next 12 months I don't show up, u'meis pesoch shnei masar chodesh, and he dies within the 12 months, then it's a get. It is a get because he's trying to say it's a get from now. And now he's giving the get. So my love, so isn't the point of this Mishnah that if he didn't show up, it's a get? And who had l'chala, even if he didn't show up because he got sick, it's a get. Because you see, there's no claim of, oh, I was coerced, and therefore my condition wasn't fulfilled. So the question is, lo, meis davka, only if he dies. Because a man, in general, wants to give a get if he's going to die, because he doesn't want his wife to be stuck with his brother. So therefore, we know that that's what he really intended. But when a person gives a get, if I don't come within 30 days, and then he doesn't come within 30 days, but he was sick for those whole 30 days, so that's not what he intended. If that's not what he intended, he can claim, I was forced. And if I was forced, the condition wasn't fulfilled, and the get would not be a get. Tashma, coming here, proof about this question. Me'ahu, from that fellow Darmalu, that was the last thing we saw yesterday, he told a group of people, if I'm not coming within 30 days, Lehevi Gita, this act, this document that I'm giving to my wife now is a get. He came at the end of 30 days. But there was a river stopping him from coming, and the ferry had already left. Farmalusi said to the people, Chazudasai, see, I came. It's just that the river here is preventing me from coming. Amar Shmuel said, tough luck. Lo shmei masya, he never came. So you see, what do you see? That there is no claim of onus. Because if he could claim onus, he should say, listen, I'm being forced. And he should be considered to have to come and to have annulled the get. Answer the Gemara, not a proof. There it's onso de shchiyach. There, that's a coercion that he should have thought of. It's very prevalent. That ferries leave happens all the time. So that's shiny, that's different. Since he should have made a condition in his words and said, listen, this is the get if I don't come within 30 days. But If the reason why I don't come within 30 days is because I missed the ferry, then it's as if I did come. Velo asni, and he didn't spell it all out. Iud afsid anafshei. He is just messing it up on himself. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, Lo shanu, going back to our mission. Lo shanu, this law that a woman, a virgin, should have her nisuin, should have her wedding party on a Wednesday, is lo shanu mitzakana says of Eila. That's only after Ezra Sofer made his rule that Bezdin should open up shop on Mondays and Thursdays. Shein batidin kvun el b'sheni v'chamishi. That Bezdin is only established on Mondays and Thursdays. I will call him mitzakana says Ezra, but before Ezra made his rule, shein batidin kvun b'chol yom, that Bezdin would open up its doors for business every day. A woman could get married any day, because any day that a woman would get married, the next day her husband could go to Beis Din right away if there was no blood. If there is a Tainas Pesulim, a claim that, hey, this married woman of mine went and had an affair.
How about in this condition, when he left, can he send the Shaliach in the middle of, on the 6 months, and say, Shaliach to Ishto, I'm a vatelet aget. Can he send the shaliach? I'm
going to
send
it. I don't think so. We'll have to wait to get until we get there.
Okay.
I don't think so. So the Gemara asks, Kodem takanas Ezra, my da'av habi. I mean, you tell me, before Ezra made his rule, women could have nisuin any day. Who cares? But now Ezra made his rule. Now there's a new reality. We need to know what the history was. My answer is like this. This is what it means. What he's saying is, if there's courts, if there are courts that are acting the way we used to act before Ezra made his takana, then Isha Nises b'chol yom, then a woman would be able to get married any day. So one second, how can you say a woman can get married any day? I thought we learned yesterday that the sages wanted to make sure a woman would have a nice wedding party at her nisuin, and therefore that a man should be cooking for at least 3 days. Hashaktu! But we know that the rabbis looked and they were insistent that a person be cooking for at least 3 days, so that there'd be a nice wedding party on a Wednesday. So let's say he already prepared it before. Let's say he prepared on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So now we can get married on Sunday, because on Monday also Bezdin will be sitting. If you prepared on Friday, Thursday, and Sunday, you can get married on Tuesday, because Bezdin will be sitting. I'm sorry, Monday, because Bezdin will be sitting on Tuesday. So when I said, my shakti, what is this, you know, concept we've mentioned again and again, or several times, that the courts were careful, they wanted to protect women, and they said that a man should be cooking for 3 days before the wedding. The Tanya, as we learned in a brisa, Mifnei Ma'amru Besula Nisus Liyom Ravi. Why did they say that a virgin's nisuin, a virgin's chuppah, and wedding celebration should be on a Wednesday? Shem Hayelo Tanis Besulim. This way, if he's going to be intimate with her that night, which is what we expect, if he's going to find that there's no blood, he's going to be all upset. I don't understand why there's no blood. When I married her, she said she was a virgin, she was a basula. How could there be no blood now? Must be that in the interim, she had an affair. She went and she lost her virginity. Oh, she lost her virginity. Now I don't want to pay her any ksuba at all. And she's prohibited to me. So, and we want him to go to Bezdin to investigate this question. We don't want him to get married, let's say, on Monday or Tuesday, because Bezdin's not in office the next day. And then she might already find a way to calm him down, and then they're going to end up living together when really she's prohibited to be to him. That's what we said. So 1 second, so let them get married on Sunday, and they can go to Beis Din on Monday. Answers the Braisa. The sages put in effort and thought about ways to help the daughters of Israel. What do you mean? Why are they helping the daughters of Israel? If you get married, if the wedding party is on Wednesday, a person will be working about the meal for 3 days. Echad b'Shabbos, Sunday, the Sheni b'Shabbos, and Monday, Ushlishi b'Shabbos, and Tuesday he'll be cooking Uberevi Konsa, and on Wednesday he'll do the Nisuin. Okay, so that's the law of Shakti. Once we quoted this Braisa, the Braisa continues. And the Braisa is going to talk about two times. There's a time of Sakana, a time of danger, and a time of Ones, a time of being coerced. And in times of being coerced, people didn't want to get married on Wednesday. And in times of danger, people didn't want to get married on Wednesday. So what's the difference between these two things? Okay, Umi Sakana Ve'elach. Ever since the time of danger, Nahagu'am, the people had the practice, lichnos b'shlishi, to get married with the chuppah on Tuesday. But they didn't make it a law to get married on Tuesday. The law still was Wednesday's the day for the Nisuin. But because there was danger, people moved it over to Tuesday. The sages were not upset. So fine, so now, because of the danger, there'll only be 2 days of cooking for the wedding. Not so terrible. However, even because of danger, b'sheni lo yichnos. Don't go move the wedding, the marriage party, to Monday, because then there would only be 1 day of cooking, and that's not that we can't have. Girls deserve at least 2 days of cooking. But if there was coercion, then mutter. Then you could move even to Monday. Very interesting. What's the difference between danger and coercion? Why in danger can you, we let them move to Tuesday, but we wouldn't let them go to Monday. But coercion, we let them go all the way to Monday. What's the difference between these things? Next problematic point.
What's danger on Wednesday that's not danger on Tuesday?
Yeah, the Gemara is going to figure all of that out. Exactly. Then the Gemara says, "Umafrishin es achasam in akala lele Shabbos tchila." Let's say they got married on a Friday. If they get married on a Friday, we would not allow the bride and groom to sleep together on Friday night, because since she's probably a virgin, that's what the Ksuba says. If they sleep together, he's going to break her hymen and cause her to bleed. And in Masechet Shabbos, we learned that causing someone to bleed is a malach on Shabbos. So even though it's causing to bleed through the, you know, desired act of intercourse, we wouldn't let it happen on a Friday night. You know, once a person's married, he already broke her hymen. So then they can stay together on Friday night too.
Okay. I thought it was a mitzvah.
It is a mitzvah Friday night, but that's not for the very first time. The very first time, though, the Gemara is saying it would be a chabur. We'll see if we pass them this way. So my sakana, what is this time of danger? And as Fred pointed out, time of danger, okay, you can go to Tuesday. Well, Tuesday is not going to be a time of danger. So Elaine, if it's the Amri that they say, they made a rule, the Romans, any virgin who gets married on a Wednesday, we're going to kill. That's danger. So Nahagu, so then the people have the practice of moving it to Tuesday, and we didn't stop them. We should say, forget it. You know what? We made a rule of Wednesday. We wanted girls to have a nice wedding party. But to have girls live is more important than a nice wedding party. Pikuach Nefesh is more important than Shabbos. It should be more important than a nice wedding party. Let's move the wedding date to Tuesday. So Amar Rabba, Rabba said, that's not the danger. What's the danger? So Amar, they said, the Romans said, Besulan Isis B'Yom Ravi, Jewish girls, and they get married on Wednesday, the virgins. First, the procurator, first the Roman governor gets to rape them. That the Roman governor gets to sleep with every Jewish girl, then she can go to her husband. So Gemara says, 1 second. Hai sakana, this you call danger. Onesu, this is being raped, which is out of a person's control. So if it's out of a person's control, it's not even us, sir. And as we've learned, v'lanayra lo sasa davar. If a girl gets raped, she doesn't get punished for being raped. A married woman who was raped, it was out of her control. So it's out of their control. So Gemara says,
she still get married on Wednesday?
Yeah. So Gemara says, no, mishum dikatsnuos. There are very modest girls, pious girls. They don't want to have a non-Jew in them. Demasu nafshayu luktala. They say, you know what? Kill me. I'm not doing it. Vasmi de sakana. So they're going to be in real danger. So Gemara says, so if they're pious girls, let's bring a rabbi, religious luhu, and let the rabbi teach them. So onashari, and if a person is being forced to do a sin, it's not considered a sin, and God forgives. And why are we allowing them to move the wedding date? So Gemara says, you know what? If we tell them that being raped is permitted, ikaprutzos, there's some girls that are promiscuous. And women who are promiscuous say, you know what, I'll enjoy being with the procurator. I'm into it. And if she's into it, then it's not an onus anymore. She's enjoying. And if she's enjoying, she's becoming prohibited to her husband. So we don't want to have a situation where women get raped. Ikanami, and there's also kohanos, a woman who's married to a kohen. If her husband's a Kohen, if she's raped, she's also prohibited. So therefore, we have to move it away. So Gemara says, Viliekre, I understand. You have a problem of the Roman governor showing up on Wednesdays looking to plunder and rape every bride. So we said, okay, we let the people move to Tuesday to outsmart the Romans. You know what? What do you mean outsmart the Romans? Let's get rid of the law. Let's move the law to Tuesday. More importantly than a wedding, 3 days of cooking for the wedding, it's to make sure that the women don't get raped. So Gemara says, Gzei Ravida de Batla. Decrees of the Romans, they normally change them. They made a decree that the Roman procurator can go rape every bride. But that's only for a couple of years. It's going to disappear. Therefore, it's Hakatat Rabbanim Ekamek Zera Lo Akrina. We don't want to uproot a rabbinic law. Because once we uproot a rabbinic law, it's hard to put it back. So we say, you know what? You don't have to carry out the rabbinic law of getting married and having your chuppah and the wedding party on Wednesday. And when conditions allow it, you'll go back to the law. So 1 second. If that's the case, Ihaki Veshlishi Nami Asiyu Boil. This Roman procurator is going to show up and start raping the girls who are getting married on Tuesday. So the Gemara says, no, this is now a deeper understanding of why we don't change the date. We want to create a little bit of doubt here. When he looks to the Jewish rule books, it says, weddings only on Wednesday. So he says, okay, I'm showing up Wednesday. But meanwhile, the Jews are getting married on Tuesday. So he keeps finding out, oh, I missed this one, because they got married on Tuesday. But on the books, it still says Wednesday. So he doesn't know what he should do. And therefore, the Romans didn't live in the Jewish community. They lived outside the Jewish community. Therefore, misfeka lo akar nafshe. If he's not sure if he's going to find a woman, because it's not really the official date of Nisuin, he's not going to inconvenience himself to travel. Then the Braisa says, but even though there's this decree that the procurator is going to be raping the Jewish wives, b'sheni lo yichnas. Don't move the wedding date all the way to Monday. But if it's because of coercion, you could. 1 second. My onus. What's coercion? If it's the fact that there's this rule on the books that the Roman procurator rapes the Jewish women before they come to their husband. There you're calling that danger. Here you're calling it being forced. And furthermore, Hasam Nahagu, there you said that we allowed them to move the date. They had the practice of moving the date. But Hachamutter, but here you're saying they're allowed. Monday's allowed. So Mutter implies, as Rashi says, that they're going to come and ask us, and we'll tell them, go do it Monday. So Rava said, Ones is different. Ones is not that maybe the woman will be raped, maybe the wedding will be stolen. Da'ami, when people say, Sartzava Balair, the general's coming, and when the general comes, he garnishes all the food that people have prepared to feed his troops. So 1 second, Hechidami, what's the issue? He does, if he's going to come, if he's going to leave. So Yaakov, so why move the wedding to Monday? Just wait till next week, Wednesday. The Tzricha, no, we're talking about the Asi, the general's going to come with his Roman soldiers, the Kava, and set up shop here. So Bishlisha Mielichna, so why do you move the wedding to Monday, and therefore only have 1 day of cooking for the wedding? Move the wedding to Tuesday. No, Asapravadi Day, the advanced staff of the general, his cooks, and his logistics people, Bishlisha Kasi will show up on Tuesday, and they're going to plunder all of the food, and since they're going to plunder all the food, we can move the wedding to Monday. Eboy, same, another explanation of this braisa. What does it mean that there's something called coercion, which is different than danger? Coercion means that a person becomes an avel. My machmas ha'ones, what does it mean because of coercion? Can the time is went in a braisa? Hareshaya pito afui. Let's say you have a groom, you already baked his bread, utvachot afuach, and he slaughtered his animals, v'yeino mazug, and he diluted the wine, umeis aviv shel chasan, and then the father of the chasan dies, o ima shel kala, or the mother of the kala dies, and the father of the chasan helps with the wedding preparations, and the mother of the kala helps with the cosmetics of the kala for the wedding. So then what do? Here all the food is ready, and now suddenly there's an avelus problem. So because we don't want all the food to get ruined, and they're waiting for the wedding, and we're worried that if we don't do the wedding right away, since the father is dead, they're not going to be able to put it together so easily again. We put the dead body into a room. Chasan and Kala are put into a chuppah. Uboel bi'ilas mitzvah. They're intimate with one time for the mitzvah. Uporesh, and then they stop. We do the burial. Then you have 7 days of Sheva Brachos, even though he's an Avel in private, because he can't be together with his wife. And then he has 7 days of Avelos. So that's the case of Ones. The case of Ones is a case of a person who suffered a loss of his father or his wife's mother. And then we could even allow a wedding on Monday.